وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله in the continuation of the series The Muslim Family. We started by very briefly knowing that the Muslim home has a function and has a job, and this job to develop the Muslim character. That's the place where we have the development of the Muslim character. And in previous khutbah, I explained how this development takes place. There are stages this development will go through. And about two khutbah before, I started to talk about the character of the Muslim. And when I say a character of the Muslim, that means we are above the language limitation, physical geography limitation, and history limitation. There is no limitation. This is the attributes of the Muslim, regardless the place, the time, or the culture, or the language, social status. All of that comes to be irrelevant. And I started to talk about some of those major attributes. And I said, the comes number one, and actually this is the one that make it or break it, is the development of the conscience. And to make the long story short, the conscience is the ability after Iman to know what's right and do it and defend on it, and to know what is wrong and to stop it and to prevent it, to stop doing it and prevent it, and also to be a mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. So all your intention, whatever you do in the 24/7, it will be in a harmony of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and you do it for Him. And also I said, part of the conscience is the hope. The hope, raja, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acceptance. The second attributes I talk about, and it was last week, it was the piety, the taqwa. And I very quickly explained that the taqwa, very quickly, it means what? That you have a khashya, khashyatillah. And what is khashyatillah? Khashyatillah, it means that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to be motivated to please Him by doing what He wants. And you have the respect and the fear enough to not to dare to disobey Him. That's a khashya. And the commitment and the do al-amalu bil-tanzeel, that you work according to the Quran and Sunnah. You live your life according to the Quran and Sunnah. And what is the third I talked about in that time? Is to accept Allah's decree in your life. Nothing happening in your life by coincidence. Nothing. Nothing you're going through is just to happen. No. Every single minute, the environment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, if you know how to invest it, you qualify to His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah so decided to treat you with mercy. And now we all know the word mercy mean what? Prevent harm before it happens. Allah preventing the harm from happening to you before it happened. So in any given time, if you know how to invest what Allah gives you, good or bad from your perspective, you qualify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. And I said after that, part of the taqwa is what? Al-istihdadu lil-raheel, be ready to leave. You are leaving, you are leaving. You don't know when you are leaving. I said it before, and I'm going to say it, and I'm saying it to myself because I need to feel it. We know it. We all know it, but we don't feel it. And we need to keep feeling it. Maybe you had your last meal already. You drank your last sip of water already. And you are finishing the last few breathing now. Are you ready? Are you ready to leave? And if you are not, when are you going to be ready? You accepted the fact that everybody else dies. And you, one day you will die. But who told you that you are not the next in line? You are the next one in line. Why you take it for granted? Where you got that sense of security? And the last element is what? Also part of the taqwa is what? Hope in Allah, mercy, 24/7. That Allah will accept you and accept your deed. Now I want to talk about a new attribute today, a new attribute of the Muslim character, which is, unfortunately, that is the absent obligation. Absent obligation, which is al-amr bil-ma'roof wa nahy 'an al-munkar, promoting good and fighting evil. To explain to you, okay, the wealthiest nation in the face of the planet Earth, not United States, and not Russia, and not Europe, it is the Muslim Ummah. According to United Nations statistics, the wealth of the Muslim Ummah doubled, not equal, doubled. The wealth of United States, Europe, and Russia, twice. But why they are the third world? Why they are going down by speed of light every single second? Because they're missing obligation, promoting good and fighting evil. You want me to pray, I pray. You want me to fast, I fast. You want me to do this and that, I'll do that. But when it comes down to promoting good and fighting evil, no, let somebody else do it. Let somebody else take the responsibility. It doesn't work. Okay. I want to put that issue is so important to the point I may take two khutbah for it. So please bear with me. What is the... If we're going to define, we need to have the definition to what is the important of the word promoting good and fighting evil. I want you to imagine the immune system. Promoting good and fighting evil is your immune system. The immune system that keeps your body healthy. And in this case, not only your body, but your soul healthy. It is the immune system that keeps your family healthy. And it keeps your ummah healthy. Imagine very wealthy man or a woman having everything in life and they don't have immune system. You call it AIDS. They call it AIDS. A body so weak to defend its own self cannot defend in its own self because there is no immune system. Immune system deficiency syndrome. That's what the whole thing about. So if you are responsible as a head of a family, first thing to look at, not the food, not the shelter, not the clothing, not the health. Your first thing to look at is what? The immune system. Your own immune system and your family immune system. Having that said, let us try to identify and go one word at a time. What is now the immune system to the whole thing? It's called promoting good and fighting evil. But what is promoting good? When you come to the word good, everybody has his own way of interpreting. No. Good is what Allah identified in His Messenger that it is good. And it is beneficial. And what is bad? Bad what Allah and His Messenger identified as bad. And I'm going to explain to you why you have to take it with Allah is the source of definition. It is coming in this khutbah, inshallah. Why it is? There are some basic fundamentals. Before I go any further, you need to be aware of and understand before we address the issue. The promoting good and fighting evil is every single human being responsibility. And it is not one time, it is all the time. 24/7. Till you die. Take that for granted as a beginning. Also, now we need to understand, like I said, there are basic fundamentals we need to understand. We all know, one way or another, what is good and what is bad. We know. But what is the relationship we need to understand, because you're going to promote one and demote the other. You have to understand how these two guys fight and how they come about. So the first thing you need to know is this. If good decided to compromise and live with bad, bad will never accept to live with good. Gonna have to be after him to get him out. Gonna chase him out. So when it comes to right and wrong, right is right, wrong is wrong. Either you are doing it or you are not. You accept it or you don't. If that's the nature of the relationship, no, there is some more. So the first thing you need to know when you deal with a wrongdoer or with wrong, do not compromise. Because if you compromise, the other party will never compromise, will never accept you even if you accept them. Okay, there is a lot of ayat and backup from the sunnah and whatever, but the time, very, very limited. So I'm going to have to go with the time limit that we have. The second thing that you need to know in the nature of the relationship and good and bad is what? All the time, wrong knows they are wrong. And we will know how they do it and how they come about. But all the time, what they want the good to do, they want the authentication, legitimacy, the acceptance of the good. They want the good to tell him what you are doing is okay. They don't want to do the good. But they want the good to identify and accept the legitimacy of the bad. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا بَلْ نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. Do not corrupt. Do not do mischief. Don't be a wrongdoer. They say, can't you understand? We are pioneer. We are trying to improve things. We are trying to develop things. So be mindful when you deal with good and bad. Unfortunately, part of those issues is somebody thinking that you can go and buy a book and read it and start to pointing your finger to others. There is nothing easier than that. We're going to talk maybe next week about how to qualify to promote good and fight evil. Because remember this for the time being. Every time you make this, that one is coming back to you. Don't point your finger to anybody now. And don't point your finger to anybody. There are science, complete science of promoting good, and a school of thought of promoting good and fighting evil. Nothing easier than to come and say you are wrong. But look where the other finger go right back at you. That does not mean you stop, but I want you to imagine a surgeon. Surgeon is not the one who put the green coat. Surgeon is the one who spent his life, all his life, in the medical school, in hospital practicing, to qualify to get to this room. Just putting the coat does not qualify him to do anything.
There is a lot of work
once you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Okay,
so now we know what is right and we know what is wrong. Also, we need to know how right and wrong gets developed.
We all want Allah acceptance.
No question. We all want Allah acceptance.
We all want Allah mercy. The majority of us know what is right and what is wrong.
But what is the story? How things working out? Why we have what we have? We have to understand how we live, or how we think, and how we behave. First of all, you need to understand what it called al-aql. Al-aql is your mind. How does that mind work? The mind work is saying, listen guy, I have a very, very specific job. My job is to protect you, tells you what's out there, and what is good for you and what is bad. Identify what's out, examine options, and tell you what's good for you and what's bad for you. That's the first job that the mind does. What is the second job? You're going to come and say, listen, that one is less expensive. That option is less expensive. Do it. That one going to lead you to what you want. Look how we behave when we hear that one shop or whatever making 80% of this car. People 4 o'clock lining up. Maybe buying things that they want. They don't want. But what the mind says, it's a good deal. The third step, justification of the behavior. The mind gonna come and give excuses to every and anything you do. And this is why you heard me sometimes saying, if you have to explain it, don't do it. You don't have to be a scholar in Sharia. You don't have to be a scholar in Quran. You don't have to be a scholar in Sunnah. You don't have to be a scholar on the school of thought. But there is a little recipe. If you have to explain it, don't do it. Because when your mind interferes to explain anything, it is wrong. After that, what it will happen? So now, he is protecting your behavior. Remember I said, he is protecting you. That's the mind. What after that? Part of the protection process, he will attack, go back. Once you justify your behavior, you will attack whomever gonna come and tell me that I am wrong. And this is why you see in the history of the mankind the most vicious, mean fight all the time against who? The prophets and messenger. The prophet and messenger, they are not coming to make economic reform. They are not coming to take your money. They are not coming and to seize your property. They are not coming and say, come and give me. But they are coming to wake up your conscience. Either that it is dead, or it is what? It is drugged. Drugged by your deed. So now we need to know, to understand that. Huh? And remember, Muslim character number one was what? Conscious. There is no conscious. You can say anything, you can do anything, you are gone. Imagine, a car running without brakes. And the driver is asleep. Where are you going? You have to wake up, right? Now we need to understand the relationship between you and between the message. Because that all gonna lead us when we get to the point of promoting good and fighting evil. This is all introduction to it. We have to understand so we will know what we are doing and how things work, right?
First, like I said earlier, we all want to do good. We all want to be good. We all want Allah acceptance. Granted. But are we all working for it? That's the story. Because of the justification, because of the adjustment that we do in our behavior, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sendeth messages and messengers. Messages to tell us what is the right thing to do. Because based on what I said, keep justifying your wrongdoing. Right will turn out to be wrong, and wrong turn out to be right. And whomever come and verse that, you're going to attack him. And give us the role model in the messengers to show us how to do it. You see Allah mercy here? He's not leaving us alone. He's not abandoning us. He's not leaving us like that. He's saying, I'm going to help you. Here is the message. Here is your user guide. Go back to it again. And here is the messenger. He's going to show you how to do it and how to apply it. Okay. Now, we need to identify the nature, like we've been good and bad. We need also to identify the nature between you and the message. You is basically is what? What you think, right? And what you want. What's good for you is right. What's bad for me is what? Bad. My ideas. What makes sense to me is good. What is not making sense to me is bad. Here it comes in the value of the message. And the message it comes to tell you, no, that is the good. And good idea. And this is the bad idea. This is the good behavior. And this is the bad behavior. You see now the difference? If you leave it to yourself, you're going to be the judge. If you go to the message, it is universal, standard. Now, how we react? As long as the message doesn't cost me anything, now the mind talking, it is not contradicting and there is no conflict with my interest, I am the most religious person on the face of the planet Earth. And I'll do it. I don't have one single problem. I don't have any single problem for doing it. And you listen to hear when Sayyidina Muhammad, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to Sayyidina Muhammad, is saying what it means, Ya Muhammad, إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Ya Muhammad, they are not saying they are liar. They know you are right. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. They know it is expensive. What you are asking them is what? Expensive. And now you can understand the compromise that they tried, the people of Quraysh, do with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah Al-Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. I don't want to go for detail, but you can go ahead and do it, inshallah, and you will know what I'm talking about here. Now, as long as the message go with what I want, I am the most religious person. I don't have any problem with it. But what happened, that's in the second format, when there is a contradiction between what Allah wants and what you want, what's going to happen? Here is the dilemma. What's going to happen? Some, they're going to say what? Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear, we obey. Listen, you need to know from block number one, those people, they are not a special breed, or they have special genes, or they are different in any way, form, or shape from you. No, they are a human being exactly like you. They have their strength and their weaknesses, but they have the vision. Okay, so those one will do what? No, I'll go with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants.
not what I want. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's good for me and what's good for others. Is it easy? Is it simple? No way. The transformation and the alignment process, and you know, to stick to the line, that is what is your whole life is all about. And that's the purpose of your life. If you come and tell me it is easy to do, one of the two things: either you are really angel, or you don't have a clue about what you're doing. If you see all of these attractions, all of these temptations, all of these things, and you don't get tempted, and you don't get the desire to do it, you don't belong to the human being race. But somebody gonna say yes, some gonna say no, and somebody gonna try to compromise. So the first one, like I said, he gonna say no. I'm gonna pay the price. And you know what did that guy call? Or what did this process call? Jihad. Jihad is not what the NBC and CBS and whatever, NCC or C, whatever they are, the news station is, they are saying hey, 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 and all of that stuff. Jihad, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam identified, رَجِعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى الْجِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ قَالُوا وَمَا الْجِهَادُ الْأَكْبَرِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ جِهَادُ النَّفْسِ وَحَوَاهَا. They were coming from a fight and defending on themselves, and by the time they reach in the city, they said, the Prophet says, we came from the small minor one to the big one. The people, their heart went out. What is it? And Sayyidina Muhammad, they said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, the self-discipline, to be in a state of alignment, to do your best, sincerely do your best, to apply Allah's law and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first category. So what is the first category? The one would say, I'm going to pay the price, regardless what the price is, to stick to it. And please, never under any circumstances, this is a warning message, think that it is easy. If in any given time you're doing it automatic, and you are doing it easy, stop. Evaluate what you are doing. There is something wrong in what you are doing. That's the first category. What is the second category? The second category, when I come and say, listen, man, what you are saying is good and dandy. It's really good and dandy, okay? And it makes sense. But what I want is what I want. You know what I mean? What I want is what I want. We have a people, they are willing to change the whole entire universe to meet their own convenience. And in their own perspective, they never do wrong, they never think wrong. And for those categories, what Allah is saying and warning Sayyidina Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, أأنت تهدي من اتخذ إلهه هواه؟ يا محمد, do you think that you ever got a guide, the one who made his Lord his own, he worshipped himself? And listen to Fir'aun when he was talking, he said, what? وما أريكم إلا ما أرى. I am guiding you to perfection. You do what I told you to do. There is no mistakes in Fir'aun's thought. He is doing stability. He is doing whatever. So on those people, they know. They do know. Right? But they said what? Okay. I'm sorry. I am not willing to pay the price. What did this category call? I think you heard me before that I say in the Holy Quran, there are 23 categories of a human being. That's one of them right there. That's one of the categories right there. That is called kafir. Kafir, the one commit blasphemy. And what did the kafir mean in the definition? the one who knows the truth, understand it, and deliberately deny it or refuse it. Don't come and tell me the people on the street care because they don't know. They are misinformed or ignorant. How you can call them kafir? Kafir is the one who not only been informed, but understand, evaluate, and reject. That is the kafir. The third category of those people, they say, okay, definitely that's right. But at the same time, I want what I want. I want what I want. I have to compromise. Man, loosen up. Okay? Please loosen up. Inna Allah ghafurun raheem. Allah is all merciful. Allah is forgiving. Just loosen up. Okay? Live with it. Right? Go with the majority. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَلَا اتَّبَعْتَ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَا عَلُّكَ السَّبِيلَ. If you follow the majority, there is nothing they're going to take you right away to the way straight. Your job is to keep focus. You have a grave in front of you. See it. See yourself in that grave. There is a day you're going to stand up in front of your maker. See that day and behave according to that now. I don't care who is doing what. If you are in pain, you are the only one in pain. If you are sad, you are the only one sad. You are the only one feeling. And when you die, you are the only one died. Never run with the herd mentality. Stop. So for those, I want this, but I want the other one too. So let me do a little bit of this, and let me do a little bit of that. Okay? And I'm trying. I am right in the middle, and I'm trying. Right? And for those now, you remember the mechanic that I said? You do the wrong thing, and after that you start to defend on it, and after that you start to attack. Those are narrow-minded people. Why you are so conservative? Why? This is your own interpretation. This is your own interpretation. One of the things you need to understand from the beginning, Allah did not reveal the message of Islam or the Quran to the scholars or to the educators or the one who knows how to read and write. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. We made it at your convenience as a human being, regardless what is your status is. No Arabic language, no Arabic, it doesn't make any difference. So for those people, he wanna get this and gonna get this. And here where it started to compromise, and here it start to do what? It start to take part of here and part of there. But there is somebody standing up there and says, wait a minute, where you go, guy? And you know that who is stopping him? Something called Damir, the conscience, number one. And in this case, one of the two gonna happen. Either you will drug him by more excuses. Listen, man, you are coming to tell me that when I'm hungry and I go to grocery store and pick up an apple or I pick up a food and I get out without paying it, that's a stealing? Those people, this is by $1.99 and they bought it by 50 cents. Who is the thief here? Those people already have everything, all the losses and whatever. They are the stealer. Stealing from a thief is not a stealing. Let us live. Don't be Mr. Whatever. You know what I mean? Justification. Keep justifying, one of the two happen. You're going to kill the conscience or you drug him. Once you drug him, he's gone. And you keep on going. Why? The immune system here is what? Gone. When there is an immune system gone, there are major diseases going to come out. What are those major diseases called? One of them called shirk, association with Allah. Because you are telling, وَلِعَزُ بِاللَّهِ, I know what's good for me. And what you are giving me here is not good enough. And what is the second call? Another second disease, al-nifaq, hypocrisy. You will never ever see somebody accepted. Allah decree have any of those diseases. Have hypocrisy or have the shirk by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing that I want to say, because I hope I don't want it to get any longer, be aware of a fact. Accepting or being silent and don't take action against wrongdoing is a wrongdoing. In the Quran, how this got described, there are zalim, zalim, oppressor, or tyrant. And what is the tyrant or oppressor? Is the one who violates others' right. I don't want to go for a lot of more unnecessary details. But he is violating others' right. That's zalim. But there are also another category in this is what? Zalimun li nafsi. He is unfair to himself. How? By cooperating with the oppressor to fulfill his job. Accepting wrongdoing is a wrongdoing. You come right in it. You're going to be a part of it. You have to be aware of all of these. So, now we know how the mind with the message work. It is not the authentication of the message. It is the issue, is it expensive or not? Am I willing to pay the price or not? Am I willing to comply or not? And based on that, you will see that you're going to be one of the three categories. You cannot be the three, and you cannot be in two. Either the first one, and you're going to be in a state of jihad, all the time trying to do your best to comply, or you're going to be in the second category, blasphemy, and you are already out, or the third category, which is you try to make a piece of this, a piece of that, and what you're going to end up with, either shirk or hypocrisy. I want you to imagine one thing, and I'm going to finish the khutbah by it, inshallah, that you have a very bad pain, and the people told you about an excellent doctor, specialist, God forbid, let us say the liver or whatever, and that guy, you went to the doctor, and the guy gave you the diagnosis to the second. I mean, that's it. He said, yes, you have this, you have this, you have this. And for you to heal, I want you to do this. I want you to go to the pharmacy right now and take this medication and take it 3 times a day. Take it 3 times a day. And if you don't have improvement, call. You went to the pharmacy, listen to this. You went to the pharmacy and you have the medication. You went home and you never used it. What do you expect? The guy said, I'm going to heal within a month. But I never took the medication. Buy Quran and Sunnah, the best fiqh book, and come back home and never read them and never apply them, you bought the medication, you never used it. Another scenario. You bought the medication, you went home, you opened the glass, you took the first one, oh man, it tastes awful. Tastes real, real awful. Let me put some sugar in it. Let me put some sugar in there. Okay? And how about a little bit of spices just to make the flavor? You know what I mean? And let me add this little thing in here. And I don't have to bake that big spoon. I mean, come on, let it be a small spoon. And I'm expecting to be healed. Don't be surprised if you find yourself or whomever around you have to call 911 for you. Did you take the medication? Yes, you did. But what did you take? You take the medication you want, not the medication that the doctor wants. And exactly that's what we do. We take the Islam we want, not the Islam that Allah wants. And after that coming to complain. Complain of what? You see now how we think? So when we started to promote good and fight evil, which is inshallah going to be the next khutbah, huh? We know the foundation and we know at least the scope of the problem that we're going to have to face. Have we prepared ourselves to do it? Inshallah to do it. And how actually to do it. And believe me, there are a school of thoughts in what I said. How to prepare yourself and how to do it. There are school of thoughts. There are science in there to how to do it. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. Forgive all our sin, all our mistake, all our shortcoming. And give us al-af. And grant us mercy. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace. And inshallah we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I want to sum the khutbah in a few lines. Number one, be aware. If good decided to compromise and live with evil, evil will never do it. Accepting evil is evil. Tolerating evil is evil. You have to be aware of that. You don't have to be a scholar to promote good and fight evil. If you have to explain it, don't do it. The immune system inside you tell you no. Don't do it. Listen to your immune system. When the immune system tell you don't do it, don't do it. There is a big difference between what you want and what Allah wants. Make up your mind. You cannot have both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee it. If you do what he wants, you will get what you want. But if you do what you want, you will never get what he wants. And what he wants, what Allah wants for you, يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. Allah want to make the life pleasant. He did not create you to suffer. Even he is sending this message to Muhammad and his followers. ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. We don't want nobody get hurt. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are suffering, you are depressed, you are whatever, you are whatever, you are whatever, which is we all go through it. Remember, you need to shift and repossess your position. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask him to bless us. And give us a brand new start. Brand new start. Where in this brand new start, every and each one of us committing that we will do the best to learn and apply little bit of every single day. As long as we are alive, whatever we learn, we apply. And we do not allow anyone to divert us, including ourselves, from the straight path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.